Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Kicking off our number three of Free Talk Live, the post-Christmas Friday edition, Boxing Day, if you're in Canada or if you celebrate Canadian holidays for some reason. Ian is not here tonight, in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
James.
And Danica.
And Danica, you've got an interesting story about a young man who will be going to prison for 8 years for a weapon that he legally owned and had a license for?
That is correct. And before I get into that story, I did want to touch base on that Boxing Day. Boxing Day is also UK as well, as well as Canada.
Oh, okay. I just know it's Canadian because it always on my calendars says, you know, Boxing Day, Canada.
Yeah, CA, UK, just, you know, I'm sure we have some British listeners out there that would be quite offended if we didn't specify.
Possibly. So. Well, I did say, or anybody else that celebrates Boxing Day.
Go Boxing Day. Alrighty. So, a student who brought guns to campus has been given an 8-year sentence. He is a concealed carry permit. He was arrested after being found with 2 handguns on a Connecticut college campus and was sentenced to a maximum of 8 years.
Well, there's the problem. He was in Connecticut.
I realize that, and I realize that Connecticut and New York are not exactly the best kind of states for having guns. Unfortunately, it's not as easy for some people to just up and move to New Hampshire, where carrying guns is perfectly okay, and most people don't blink an eye on it.
Not on college, though, I don't think, right?
You can't do it on college campuses.
See, I was thinking when you read the story, I was thinking this is a high school. That's fascinating. This is a college.
This is a college. He's William Dong, the now former University of New Haven student, said he carried the handguns for protection against mass shootings, but ran afoul of both federal and state charges when it was discovered he had what Connecticut law classifies as an assault rifle. So he was arrested in 2013 on campus with the 2 handguns in his possession, while a 3rd gun, a Bushmaster XM-15 rifle, was locked in his SUV just off campus. Now, this student worked at a time for an armored car company. He has a clean record, until now, obviously, and had permits for his firearms. He was the subject of a police manhunt on campus after a homeless woman saw the rifle in his vehicle at a drugstore near campus, and she called police.
So it was in his vehicle, parked off campus.
Well, I'd say that it was a convenience store on campus.
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry. A drugstore near campus.
Right, so that would be off campus.
Is that if that's considered off campus, then absolutely, but I don't know if it's, like, so within, like, the property of the college.
I think there's,
or
like,
it might be within the 1,000 feet rule or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It certainly could be. So this led at the time to a campus lockdown until police found Dong and took him into custody. Upon a search of his room, police found newspaper clippings of various mass shootings, which in itself is not a crime, but was seized upon by local media. Now, when the smoke cleared, he faced a federal charge for 1 count of illegal sale or transport of an assault weapon, and state charges for 2 counts of having a firearm on unauthorized premises, since the university had prohibited guns even with a permit.
Okay. Yeah, that's still. And where was this guy from?
He's from Connecticut, and he was going to the University of New Haven.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out how he was able to, you know, I don't know. Is it easy to get the concealed carry permit in Connecticut?
That I'm not sure of.
I bet you it's hard. I know in Massachusetts it's pretty difficult.
Well, further on in the article, which I'll get into, some kinds of guns are considered assault rifles, which, or assault guns, which are illegal to have. And so, from what it sounds like, that they're classifying the rifle he had in his truck, which was not on campus with him.
Right.
This is what prompted the woman to call.
So where did he transferred this
Pennsylvania
thing from. Okay, so he bought it in Pennsylvania, and then took it back to Connecticut. Now that's not exactly a close trip, and those are not neighboring states, which means that he would have had to have driven through New York.
Yeah, he would have had to driven through New York. Now, when did New York pass that? Do you know when New York passed that gun
the
law?
The SAFE Act, I believe, passed in late 2012, early 2013.
Okay, so it was before he got arrested then, what it sounds like?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, it said here he bought the Bushmaster rifle in Pennsylvania and bring it to Connecticut, and it's banned under the state's assault weapons laws because it considers that an assault weapon.
Okay, continue with the article. See if it gives us more info.
Let's see. Okay, so he has pled guilty to the two state counts in October and then to the federal charge in November. So he has pleaded guilty for it. So he was lawfully, according to his attorney, I apologize, he was lawfully permitted to carry the two handguns. The other gun he always left in his car for target shooting is what his attorney is saying.
Okay. So, wait a second. He had an attorney, but he still pled guilty?
Correct.
I do not understand the rationale of people that, just always, they plead guilty. And, James, you've got an incident coming up where you've got a trial in just a few days, and you actually called some attorneys because... in my opinion and in yours and in the opinion of several other people, you could actually wind up beating these charges if you had a little bit of legal help.
Well,
and so you contacted some attorneys, and they basically said, yeah, just take the plea.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think a lot of attorneys do that. They don't really want to work. One attorney here, and I guess I won't mention his name.
Yeah, please don't.
He basically said that, most of my cases, it's like a college student, because here in Keene, college town, open container or some kind of arrest, the parents just hire, and I just get him a better plea deal. Like, that's all he does, essentially.
Pay me money so that you can get punished slightly less.
And I think that the prosecutors play along with that, you know what I mean?
Of course!
Because it's easier for them, because they don't want to do the work either. No one wants to do any work.
Right. They just want people to, either pay the state money or go to jail.
And then it's like they have a working relationship, quote-unquote, with the criminal defense attorneys. They all know each other. It's kind of a buddy-buddy system at the end of the day,
Yeah. All right. So continue with the article here.
Well, it sounds like that even though he's pled, and I don't know how the system works, but you probably have a better idea of it than I do, Daryl, but it sounds like, and I'll get more into it in just a minute, but even though he's pleading guilty, his attorney is hoping that he's going to have a much, a much less severe sentence, basically, if he's
okay,
so his appeal.
It sounds like he probably did what they call the Alfers plea, to where he's saying, I'm not pleading guilty, but you have enough evidence to where you're going to convict me anyway. So let's just, drop the thing. Don't go to trial. And please be easy on me.
Well, so the student has been sentenced for 8 years on the handgun charges. And a mandatory 2 of those need to be spent in prison. Now the former student has already served 1 year while his case has gone through the legal system. So he's, already got compensation for the 1 year at least. He also could be eligible for release in the year after, which the rest of his state sentence would be served on probation. So it sounds like that he's trying to get a reduced sentence. Is that do you think that that's what it is?
Possibly. This is one of those things to where it does seem kind of standard to where they'll give you some larger amount of time and then, all right, well, we'll suspend some of this and you be a good boy for 2 years. And at the end of 2 years, this other amount of jail time just goes away. But if you screw up in any kind of way, we could always send you back to prison.
That's what it sounds like, because it also says here the balance of his full 8-year sentence is held in suspension as long as he refrains from visiting UNH, register as a deadly weapon offender, and have his mental health evaluated.
Wow. So this kid's going to have a mental health evaluation. And, it, you know, that doesn't necessarily say how strenuous of an evaluation
sure.
it could be.
Sure, absolutely.
It could just be one of these 587-question psychological profiles, or it could be sit down with a shrink for some long amount of time.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll go to you and your calls in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about BuzzBox at coffee.freetalklive.com. You can get a free pound of the best coffee, BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Coffee is a very absorbent crop. This makes the organic certification that much more important. BuzzBoxing is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something that other coffee producers seem to care nothing for. They have worked with us to set up a program to turn coffee profits into microloans with Kiva.org. Help us change lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives. Get started now by getting your free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. You do have to pay the shipping, and you can cancel the subscription at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com. And Tommy is Skyping in from Glasgow and wants to talk about the future. Are we living in the future, Tommy?
Yeah, they will take our lives, but they'll never take our Free Talk Live. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. How you all doing there?
Hey, great. How are you?
Can you hear me clearly? I'm doing about 120 on the freeway. But
kilometers.
Is that 120 kilometers per hour or miles per hour? And I do hear a little bit of wind, so I don't know if you've got a window cracked somewhere.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, there's a window crack, actually. Yeah, you better believe it. There is a crack in the window, but hey. But no, that's 110 kilometers, but I'm pulling off the freeway now, so maybe you'll hear me a little bit better. But yeah, Merry Christmas to those who celebrate it, and for those who don't, Merry whatever as well also. And hopefully your family are all happy and wise and in good spirits and not too much full of the spirits. You know, in Scotland, they have a problem with what they put in the water. It's usually called whiskey. And that's a bad thing all around at this time of the year, you know, because you can go and you can always check the birth rate in Scotland in September. It's always through the roof because obviously the stuff they put in the water, the whiskey, leads to extra babies. But that's a side point. And that's obviously for the future because children are the future. And what I think that we are doing is a generational theft of the resources. Sorry, I'm just taking you off the hands-free there. Can you still...
Yeah, you sound better now.
Right, sorry about that, yeah. So, basically, what we are doing is I believe that we are stealing the resources of the children and the children's children, and we have no right to it. The theft of the land, you know, the capitalist system... you know, if you look at it, the old flaw in the system is that the capitalists will sell you the rope, but they would hang them. But they know they can get away with it because we're so dumb to sort the problems out. And one of the problems we have to sort out is this fiscal system or this fiscal fisting that we're taking from the banking cabal. And I wanted to ask you, is there anyone, and I love listening to your programme through the wonderful app on my phone, you know, and prog through my radio. It's wonderful listening to you when I'm out earning a trust in this capitalist system, picking up the slightly inebriated people of Glasgow. But is there anyone in Free Keane looking into creating their own currency, i.e. through Bitcoin? Because this would be a wonderful way to... And you know, this is what we have to do, is build our own currencies in our own cities, our own towns, where the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, and even the podcast maker or vlogger can go in and exchange their pound sterling or their euro or their US dollar or whatever, you know, their Israeli shekel or the Palestinian shekel, whatever you've got, you can go in and exchange it and take it in. And then through this, you know, cryptocurrency, you know, you can have your own currency, and what that would enable each and every town and city to do would to take a step out of the financial fisting that the banking system has given everyone through tax slavery, through wage slavery. You're nothing more than just a number in this capitalist system. My young daughter turned 16 the other day and she proudly waved this little card, a number that enables her to go to work. and she fails to realise, because of an innocent naivety, that this is a number of slavery, this is a number of the beast that the enslavers all with. You know, you've got your own social security number, we call it national insurance, so that enables you to work. But what we have to do is, in each of our own cities, and I just wanted to know, in Free Keden, in New Hampshire there, do you have someone working away as an advisor to build your own currency? Because, you know, I think you're missing a trick, and you should be trying to do something with this, because then you would build your own independent free state that, you know, would be a beacon for the whole world.
Yeah, I think I 100% agree with you. So at my business, 101 Deals Thrift Store, 101DealsThriftStore.com, I accept Bitcoin, and also there's like a Bitcoin vending machine where people can come and turn their dollars into Bitcoins. So I'm 100% a believer in Bitcoin. I think that that is the future, and it's not perfect. There are problems and issues with it, but the thing, one of the most exciting things is, let's do away with the banking system. Like, these people are leeches on us, and they're not contributing anything. And I know Daryl has been great at hooking up local businesses here in the Keene area to accept Bitcoin. He's really, you know, hit the streets and gotten a few vendors.
So as far
can I interrupt you? Can I interrupt? I was going to say, what we have to do is look to take it the next step forward, where when someone or people come in and say, okay, we'll give you $100, and if you get 1,000 people participating, and if you've got the butchers and all the people, the taxi drivers, all buying into this new currency, so you call it the Free Hampshire Dollar. So nothing changes. Instead of the US dollar, you've got Free Hampshire Dollar. And then what happens is, for every, see, 1,000 people putting in $100 every month, then you would build a nest egg of dollars. See, within a year, you would have maybe $1 million that you've built as a community that would be interest-free. Now, with that $1 million, you can go and build whatever. A new hospital, you can fund a new school or whatever, knowing that you've got this US dollars, and then what you've done, you've created a nest egg, and then people are going about using the Free Hampshire Dollar, the new free state Hampshire Dollar, a Free Keene Dollar, where they're using that as a currency for everyday trade. And then what that is doing, you're building your own nest egg, and then just by a small bit, you're taking yourself out of the banking system that enslaves us all. And if each town and city was to do that, then you would go a huge way of loosening the noose around our neck that the banker has got around us by the slave system mentality. And until we do that, until we have our own system of currency, and this is here waiting for us to take over, it's a takeover waiting to happen. You know, the Bitcoin is a revolution. All people need is a card, you know, a prepaid credit card, debit card, and they opt into, you call it the New Hampshire dollar, and people say, I'm going to give 100 of my US dollars, and we're going to go about using this, and they might buy 1,000, and we say, oh, this is brilliant, I'm going to buy everything in New Hampshire dollars. And then what you've got is, your city, your town has got interest free money to invest in a school, structures that are not built at interest, which enslave the whole city, the town,
Tommy,
and the planet.
Hold on, we're at the end of the segment, we'll bring you back in just a moment.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Tommy in Glasgow.
Hi, guys.
He is being held over from the last segment because I think that you brought up something that definitely deserves discussion, and that is the possibility of creating local currencies. And I know I've heard some people in New Hampshire discuss the idea of creating, like, Shire bucks or, yeah, you know, the porcupine dollar, something along those lines. And NXT, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of NXT. It's been described as Bitcoin 2.0 because it's kind of like Bitcoin, only instead of having people mine the Bitcoin, they have what they call forgers, like as in working in a forge, not creating forgeries. So everybody that is running the NXT client that has a certain amount of NXT can be a forger, meaning that they are helping make sure that the transactions go through. And so NXT works on proof of stake instead of proof of work. And something that they're going to be rolling out in the near future is allowing people to create their own altcoins using the NXT framework and the NXT client. So that,
good,
you know, you could set aside a certain amount of your NXT as the backing behind the currency. And, you know, in Glasgow, you could have the Glasgow coin, and whatever amount of NXT you wanted to set aside to back it, then people would always be able to, if they decide, oh, well, Tommy's Glasgow coin is going down a little bit, I want to cash out to NXT, they can always cash that out to NXT. Or they could, you know, trade it for another altcoin that is running on the NXT framework. So I think that, you know, the framework is coming along to where you don't have to be a computer programmer, or you don't have to hire a team of programmers to be able to get a new cryptocurrency off the ground. So I think the framework is coming along.
I'm looking at that just now. That is interesting. I'm going to have to give that a further look into. Sorry, is Daryl who just said that? Yeah, is that Daryl talking there?
Yeah, this is Daryl.
That was wonderful. Yeah, I'm just into the internet just now, looking at wonderful technology. But as a small side note, do you know that in this country they took away what was the death penalty for forgery of notes from the bankers, because maybe they realised that if the people have control of this system, these people will be put on death row straight away for the forgery. The notes that are in everybody's currency in hands is forgeries from the banks, basically. But this is something that, seriously, if anybody's in who's listened to, because it needs a community of like-minded people on the same level who says, you know what, we can seriously do something about this, and the technology is there, it's waiting, it's ripe for this to happen, and it needs a community like you've got there in Keene, in New Hampshire, like you say, the porcupine buck, whatever you want to call it, give it a name, and then if people, all it needs, right, is people to buy into it. The system collapses when people lose faith in the system. A few years ago, there was a bank run here, a bank called Northern Rock. People were queued up. It was the first run in the bank in this country for a few hundred years. And what happened? It became bad press. About 6 months previously, if you bought the Financial Times, you could see that this bank was in serious trouble. And then when the rug got pulled, and when it came full front news, everybody was queued up because the faith had lost the system. People had lost faith in the system. So all it requires is for a currency to be started and people buy into it. And then, as I said, like I explained prior to the break, when you've got a build-up of coinage of money, then you can buy something, or you can do something that comes interest-free money.
Yeah.
You can build your own banking system where, you know, in Glasgow, Scotland, I've noticed that the Asian community, how they do interest-free loans or do almost fair equitable banking is, you know, someone who's got some money will collude with someone else who's got some time, and they'll open a shop and they'll share the profit 50-50. One will provide the equity, the other one will provide the time. And now that was a system of old banking, but they gave away the system of old banking a long time ago, where the bank took zero risk and in fact sold off and sold for an instant profit, and then gave that money out willy-nilly and didn't care what happened to it, and, you know, flooded the market with this, you know, basically useless money. And now they've restricted the supply of the money, and we can break that chain of slavery where they can control and restrict the money by having your own currency, having it, and Keene would be an ideal place, as I've said, because if people buy into it and create this system, and then it can show to the rest of the place, you know, this can be done by, you know, just by creating an interest-free money system. So, and if anybody needs help, there's a wonderful book out there written by Michael Rowbotham. It's called The Grip of Death. The word mortgage is a French word that means grip of death, where in the old days, the goldsmiths, who were the old bankers, people who had no collateral apart from the house they would build themselves from whatever material they could afford, there was no welfare state, there was no money handouts, and there was no jobs, and if there was a famine on the land, the only thing that they could give as collateral was their house, and that's what became known as the grip of death. On a handshake, they would give their house for a wee bit, a few extra coins, knowing that if they didn't do that, they would lose the property. And this book illustrates wonderfully how the whole financial system's got us in slavery. Michael Rowbotham, The Grip of Death, and it encourages just what I've said, where people, to break this system of slavery, it needs a place like Hampshire and Keene, and I'm basically saying this as many times, for someone to pick this up and run with it. If you need, I would love to come there to come and do something like this, because it needs a place like you've got there to start it up and people to buy into and say, you know what, and then show everyone this can be done. And then what it will do, at the start of the call I meant the resources of the planet that were depleting, we're going to wake up in 50 years' time and there's going to be so many resources, there's going to be so many problems that our children are going to look back and say, what did they do 50 years ago? What did they do back? Why did they do this? And then you'll be able to tie it in and say, it was the banking system that destroyed the planet. You can go to Congo, Nigeria and Brazil. The rainforest of the country, the lungs of the planet have been depleted because of what? Because of the debt that is run up by the IMF and the World Bank. They've already paid the debt back that they borrowed. Yet because of the interest system that enslaves the planet, we're destroying the lungs of the planet. We're destroying the animal species. 30 million animal species will be killed in the next 30 years. Why are we doing this? Why is the banking system destroying our children's future? We have to arrest this now. Keane, step up to the plate. Please step up to the plate, create your own currency, and we can still save the planet bit by bit, because it's financial how they rule us, it's financial how they control us, and it's financial how we can get back what we've been stolen, what we've been lied to, and get back the country and the land that has been stolen from us all across the planet. It's our land, and it's our country, and it's our resources, and it's been stolen from us, and it's take back time.
Yeah, Tommy, you bring up an interesting point. I mean, it's interesting, you know, you're talking about we're stealing future prosperity. I mean, even on the local level, that occurs. Like here in Keene, the city borrowed money. They issued bonds. I think it was like $40 million to build a new school. And it's like basically they're borrowing money that doesn't exist and then promising like, oh, well, we'll collect it in taxes from the people eventually, right? I think if you went to each Keene taxpayer and you're like, well, I just divided by 20,000, which I know there's not that many taxpayers, but if you said, well, we need $2,000 from you to build a new school this year, I think they would probably have said no, you know?
Right.
So it's like a way, I 100% agree, they're basically enslaving you by these future promises. And if anyone studies the banking system, there's more debt that exists than money. Like, it's an entire debt-based system, and it does enslave people. People have to go to work. They don't want to work, you know, or whatever. You can't have savings because it's all debt-based.
Tommy, thanks for the call. And there's more when we come back on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Cabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Jeff Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream Back Pain Cream at Walgreens.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live here in the final moment. We might be able to get you and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. We'll go to Mac here in just a second. But first, if you want to protect yourself and protect your online privacy, which is something that the young man in Connecticut with the gun charges was not able to do, then you will need ProXPN. What is ProXPN? Well, ProXPN is a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted. Your internet service provider is likely saving your surfing history. How does that make you feel? Without ProXPN, everything you do online is available for review. Simply download an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, even Linux, though the setup is a little different. Then just connect to the internet, and you are protected from all of that. No more prying and spying. One account works on all of your devices simultaneously. No need to have a separate account for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL and use the promo code FTL50, and you'll get 50% off an annual account. That's almost $5 a month. Though FTL50, you will get a savings for the lifetime, or rather through FTL50, you will get a savings for the lifetime of the account, no matter which premium account you go with. With the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth with servers all around the world to access, the ability to privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and this is important, ProXPN doesn't keep any records of your online habits at all. You get all of that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, use promo code FTL50, and get a discount of privacy, or rather a discount on privacy that is priceless. And remember, FTL50 gets you 3 months, a 20% discount, 6 months is 33%, or 12 months, a 50% discount. And again, that's good for the life of the account.
Mac is calling in from Seattle, Washington, listening on LRN.FM. And you want to talk about money. What's on your mind about money?
Well, I'd like to talk about alternative, the alt currencies or whatever, other than Bitcoin, that is, the other digital currencies. I have a few $1,000 worth of Bitcoin. I'd like to buy some other stuff, but frankly, most of the other digital currencies fall into one or two categories as far as I've seen, bizarre and stupid. But I do know that there are some that look like maybe they might get some traction at some point. I was thinking Dogecoin, Litecoin, Darkcoin, and Blackcoin. I just wondered if, in the remaining moments, I know we're winding down, if the panel, you and the other two, James and Danica, I believe it is, if you guys could just talk about which ones, you're optimistic about.
Well, of the ones that you mentioned, I've only heard good things about Blackcoin. I think it was Blackcoin.
Darkcoin? Are you talking about, is it actual Blackcoin?
There's one called Blackcoin, one called Darkcoin.
Oh, okay. I don't even...
As far as I am concerned, and I know that other people have different opinions on the Dogecoin thing, I think that Dogecoin, when you use the words bizarre and stupid, the first coin that came to mind was the Dogecoin.
Oh, come on,
because it was an entire cryptocurrency created as a joke about a meme about a dog that speaks weird English. So that was created as a joke, and somehow it caught on. But of the alternative currencies...
True? So, I was just going to throw out there, sorry, Daryl. That's very true. However, weird and stupid things like that have caught on. I mean, I'm old enough to remember the pet rock and those millions.
Yeah, the guy that created the pet rock is a multimillionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Of the old currencies that I'm aware of, the one aside from Bitcoin that excites me the most, I would say, is NXT. And the reason for that is because of all of the functionalities that are available that can actually run on the NXT client. So there's a competitor to the Silk Road, the NXT Free Market, and it's actually a plug-in for the NXT client. So if you're running the client, you just add this plug-in, and then you are running the NXT Free Market. So people can, you know, post things for sale, they can buy, they can sell, do whatever, you know, would otherwise happen on a Silk Road type website, but there is no central server because it's being run on the client of everyone running the client. So it's, you know, on thousands, possibly tens of thousands of computers, so there's no way to shut that down. Danica, James, any thoughts on which cryptos you are most optimistic about?
Go first.
And I mean, I do like Dogecoin mostly. I mean, it is pretty phenomenal. Just how something that just became a joke really kind of spiraled into something bigger, and that, you know, and that speaks volumes, because, you know, once you get a, you know, kooky or weird idea on the internet, someone's going to take it and put a little bit farther, and then their friends are going to take it, and then their friends are going to take it. And, you know, I know now that Dogecoin, I think, is like, you know, like 1,000th to like a penny or something, and probably not that low. I'm not sure what the conversion is, but, and it's starting out slow because Dogecoin, I believe, was only introduced less than a year ago. But I mean, you know, Only a couple years ago, Bitcoin was like $5 a Bitcoin, and now it's, you know, it's risen up to about 1,000 a Bitcoin, and now I believe it's at like 300 or something a Bitcoin. I mean, Dogecoin really does, and I'm being quite serious about this, I think Dogecoin could certainly catapult to higher amounts.
It certainly could. That doesn't mean that I'm optimistic about it or that I like it.
I think I'm more conservative, I guess, than that. I'm a believer in Bitcoin because it has the most venture capital money in it. It's got brand recognition. It's kind of what people know as the cryptocurrency standard. It's got the most infrastructure. It has the most people mining it. It's got the most nodes. I mean, there could be something that comes along and uproots it. I don't know. But right now, if I, you know, I don't really own any altcoins. I think I used to own some Litecoin. And I got rid of it all. And, you know, now I just hold Bitcoin. I feel like that's the, that's still a wild card, right? I mean, who knows what it's going to do, but.
Right, and there's something that's going to be coming out soon. It might already be available, I'm not sure, the MadeSafe network.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
And something that the creators of MadeSafe and even the PR team for MadeSafe is downplaying is that MadeSafe could just totally revolutionize the entire internet. Because MadeSafe, it's not just something that operates a coin platform on, you know, through some client. They're actually offering an alternative internet that also has a coin associated with it.
And MadeSafe is right. Made like a maid.
MAIDSAFE.
Yeah.
MadeSafe.
What? So yep, I would say, I don't know.
Back my,
I would go, say go if ahead, you're going to do the altcoins, you should just do day trading. Like, you know, I made a few bucks doing that. I mean, if you.
Yeah, so that's why a lot of people get the idea that, you know, altcoins are just there for pump and dump because people will people will do the day trading. And I did a little bit of that. I made a couple $100, you know, doing a pump and dump on Litecoin.
That's what I did it on.
When Litecoin went up to like $30, and now Litecoin's at $2.79.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah. To uproot Bitcoin, here's the problem. Number one, they can change the Bitcoin protocol. So imagine that some new coin comes out and it's revolutionary technology, and then Bitcoin just adopts whatever features make it so much better. That's one problem with these alternate coins.
I wouldn't necessarily say that that's a problem. I would say that that's a benefit because somebody came up with an idea and then Bitcoin adopted the idea. The idea may not have ever come up had the altcoin not have become a thing.
And that's true. That's why I think the altcoins are good, because they're bringing new ideas to the table. But none of them are really that revolutionary when you sit down and you actually look at them. Bitcoin can do everything that they can do. Even like anonymity, you can use Mixer services, you can do shared coin. There's
true.
All kinds of different...
Well, with the MadeSafe, here in the closing seconds, and Mac, thanks for the call. With the MadeSafe, they actually had the idea for this several years before Bitcoin came out, and then when Bitcoin came out, they said, we can use this to our advantage.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood is just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale, and pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.